We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You are the one thing in my way. You are the one thing in my way. You are the one thing in my way.
Yeah!
You are the one thing in my way.
7 o'clock hour of the Alex Nono Show. With you until 9 o'clock tonight. Larry Bluestein is coming up at 9 o'clock with the South Florida High School Sports Show. So we'll talk Jay Cutler until then. Although at some point in the next 2 hours, I do want to talk a little Miami Hurricanes, because you had two out of the three top competitors for the quarterback job speak today. Malik Rozier, Evan Sheriffs. Talk about what they had to say. Although everybody very respectful to one another, right? To the point where both Malik and Evan praised the job that all the other quarterbacks are doing. So you're not going to have any guys throwing shade or saying anything that they shouldn't say. Very respectful today, but I do want to talk about the Hurricanes quarterback situation a little bit later. At 7:25, we'll talk about the Chicago angle of Jay Cutler's career with Jeff Dickerson, a Chicago Bears reporter from ESPN 1000. He's going to join us in about 20 minutes here on the show. But before we take a couple calls, I want to hear from Jay Cutler. So we talked about this a little bit with Cookie Monster. Jay Cutler today. So they signed the contract around 1:55 p.m. today. He just passed the physicals. They put pen to paper. And then, you know, the Dolphins were gracious enough. Within minutes of that, about 1:58 this afternoon, Jay Cutler shows up at the podium, and we got to chat with him for about 6 minutes. Now, I have always heard stories. Never covered Jay Cutler before. I've watched him play, of course, but I've never seen him in person in an interview setting, anything like that. You always hear stories about just like how laid back he is. His demeanor is like a surfer. Like, he doesn't show you a whole lot of emotion when he's on the microphone. And it couldn't have been closer to the truth, right? Like, Jay Cutler, who was wearing a Dolphins polo today, by the way. So he's already been given some free swag courtesy of the Dolphins. But he shows up very nonchalant, very calm, very laid back, takes the podium, didn't seem excited or frantic or over the moon happy, anything like that. Just a very laid back guy is what I can gather. But you're going to hear in a couple of these sound bites, I'm wondering if some of the things Jay Cutler says are meant as dry humor, because there are a couple things like, well, the starting quarterback just said what? Like, a little strange, but here's Cutler first on not being able to pass up this opportunity.
I mean, a situation like this, I mean, just doesn't come along very often. I mean, I know Adam very well. I've known him since 06, the first year I came out. I know the system. You know, you're talking about a playoff team with a lot of really, really good football players, a lot of potential. So it was one of those things that there weren't a lot of opportunities or jobs out there. If they would have came up, I would have taken, but this has got to be the top of the list.
And here's Cutler. Yeah, I mentioned the recent injury history. He missed time last year for a thumb injury and for a shoulder injury, a labrum. Here's Cutler on the shoulder.
That's good. That's good. I mean, in December, I mean, by March, I was cleared on that one. So, you know, I'm a little bit behind these guys. I mean, they've been going through training camp and stuff like that. So I'm not quite there yet, but it won't take me long.
And I wonder, like, how long? You know, we've been kind of, those of us who've been in the building, like, we talked to Channing Crowder and Hawk about it to gauge their opinions. I don't know if Jay's going to do much of anything in practice tomorrow, because he's not going to play in the preseason game on Thursday, and tomorrow is the last practice before the preseason game. So I think tomorrow is going to be more about getting the quarterbacks who will play on Thursday ready for that. And I imagine we'll see Jay on the field tomorrow in some capacity. Will he be in street clothes on the sideline, or will he be doing some conditioning work, some individual drills? That's what I'm looking forward to finding out tomorrow at 8:20 in the morning. But I don't think you're going to see any real snaps and 11-on-11s for Jay Cutler tomorrow. So, yeah, and here's Cutler asked, was the decision hard to come to the Dolphins?
It was hard. It was definitely hard. you know, like you said, the last 4 months, I've been in a different mode, different mindset, getting ready for the Fox deal. And it was really, you know, pretty good with where I was in my life. You know, I was around the kids a lot, and, you know, felt pretty content. So weighed back and forth on this. I mean, I'd probably say my wife, Kristen, probably talked me into it more than anybody else could.
So, okay, that was one of the things that people were wondering. And Jay Cutler's wife is Kristen Cavallari. She used to be, what was it called? Something about Orange County. I'm not a reality TV guy. The Hills, I think, was what she was on. Chang has no idea what I'm talking about. Neither of us are reality TV guys.
Huh?
She was on a reality TV show.
What?
Kristen Cavallari. Was it The Hills?
I think it was The Mountain.
I don't think it was from Game of Thrones. No, I don't think it was The Mountain. I think it was The Hills. But his wife, Kristen Cavallari, reality TV star. I know her more from the one episode of The League that she was on where they were trying to steal her breast milk for the baby cutlet. That's where I know Kristen Cavallari from The League. But she was a reality TV star. So people were like, wait, so you're telling me that his wife was the one who convinced him? That was one of the things you hear that you wonder, okay, is that like a dry sense of humor? Like, where is he coming from with that? I think maybe he wanted to emphasize the idea that, excuse me, Laguna Beach. Oh, that was the show. Laguna Beach is where she was from.
How do our texters know this?
Because texters know everything, man. You ask a question, at least one guy knows. So he may have wanted to emphasize there that, like, Adam Gase didn't have to beg him to take this job and that his family, Cutler's family, approved of it. That may have been what he was trying to go for there. But Kristen Cavallari, she's also the one who shot the tasteful nude. You remember? You've all seen Cutler's rear end, right? Yeah. Kristen Cavallari, she shot the tasteful nude. No, she's the one who shot that picture, and she convinced him to take this job. Here's Cutler on asked if he's in football shape.
Well, the good thing is I play quarterback, so I don't really have to be in that great of cardiovascular shape. But I'll be fine. Adam knows kind of what I've been up to, so we'll figure it out along the way.
See, that's another one.
That's a question you should ask Coach tomorrow. Since he did admit Coach knows what I've been up to.
Yeah, but you hear him say, well, I'm a quarterback, so I don't have to be in the best cardiovascular shape. Answer me this on the plumbers911.com text line, 56022. Was he joking or was he serious? Because you ask him, are you in shape? Well, don't worry, guys. I play quarterback. I don't have to be in the best cardiovascular shape.
I don't need to scramble.
I'd like to think he's joking. I would. But he sounded serious. Was Jay Cutler joking or serious? 56022 on the plumbers911.com text line. Please don't text and drive. Here's Cutler saying that, hey, Adam Gase, he's good at his job.
I think he's really good at his job. He takes care of quarterbacks, kind of look at his track record of where he's been. Even whenever I met him in Detroit, you know, he was always learning and getting better. San Fran, Denver, everywhere he's been around quarterbacks, they've been successful.
Here's Cutler on what he went through during this decision process.
I think that's the biggest thing you kind of have to process there is, you know, I think everyone probably in the room kind of forecasts what they're going to be doing. And, you know, a week from now, a couple weeks, a month, and, you know, you kind of have that in your mind of what's going to happen. You know, we're going on vacation this week and then, you know, we start up the Fox thing, head to the preseason game. So, my son's birthday is tomorrow. So, I mean, there was things, you just kind of have planned in your life and to get something like this thrown, it takes a little bit to kind of process and figure out what direction you want to go.
And here's Jay Cutler. This is Jay Cutler, his first media session in South Florida today, right after signing the contract, on what Adam Gase said to him.
He asked me what kind of shape I was in. We've kept in touch, but I mean, just cordially, how the kids, how things going. And, you know, I told him I was good to go, and, it was very short, very brief, and, you know, they didn't know what the situation was going to be here, and I kind of went from there.
Here's Cutler asked if he's thrown any footballs and if he's worried about his arm.
We got two boys, so we're always doing something. I go down to Vandy and do some stuff down there, and I was playing basketball in the mornings, and there's football camps there, so... I mean, but it'd come back pretty quickly. I'm not worried about my arm and the throwing part. Getting used to these guys and, you know, how they get in and out of breaks and a little bit more detailed stuff. That's some of the stuff we're going to have to kind of hit the fast forward button on again, get used to that.
Okay, so when you hear that answer, like, it sounds like he's pretty serious about football. Then, like, after hearing the other one, well, I don't have to be in great shape because I'm a quarterback. Like, that's what makes you wonder. It's why I hope he's just using a sense of humor on this one. And for this last audio bite from Jay Cutler addressing the South Florida media, Adam Gase has printed up these T-shirts this year that say University of Davie on them for Dolphins training camp because he talks about trying to build, like, a college atmosphere. The competition in training camp, you know, guys stay at a hotel during training camp. They've sort of created this. It feels like you're back in college at fall camp more so than, you know, the rigors and the monotony of an NFL job. He likes to compare it to a college campus type of feel there at Nova South, which is a college campus, by the way, but the training facility at Nova Southeastern. And so ironically enough, Cutler made that comparison a little bit to the college sort of feel when he talks about Gase trying to recruit him for this job.
It was kind of like a recruiting experience there for a little bit. But I mean, he gave me space too. I mean, he knew, you know, he gave me his spiel and, you know, I talked to some other people I'm close to. And then, you know, he gave me a lot of space to kind of decide what I wanted to decide.
Texter writes in, his dry sense of humor is going to be funny until he starts stinking it up on the field. Then it will be annoying. Well, then maybe he'll make fewer dry jokes. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Smith. You're on WQAM. What's up, Smith?
I talked to some other people I'm close to, and then I think he decide what I wanted to decide.
Oh, you know what? He was listening to the Cutler soundbite, so he's way behind. If you're not listening through your phone, you get passed up. Let's talk to Joe. You're on WQAM. What's up, Joe?
Alex, what's up, buddy? How are you?
Good, man. How you doing?
Good, good. Listen, buddy. Why are all these people coming on shows, all the sports radio shows, about Jay Cutler? Everybody knows what Jay Cutler is.
Whoa, hold, hey, dump that, dump that. All right. Watch the language, dude. Oh, man.
Guys, you curse, you're off the air.
Of course.
Very simple.
Of course. Oh, man. All right, so in colorful words, he said Jay Cutler's a bum. So we shouldn't even bother to have Jeff Dickerson on because you already got your answer right there. I guess the online listeners got a treat with that one. Let's talk to Big E. You're on WQAM. What's up, Big E?
What's up, Dono?
How you doing, man?
I promise I won't use any colorful words. Like
please.
Hey, so first of all, real quick, and I know we haven't spent too much time just because there is so much great news on there. I just want to say how proud I was to see Jason Taylor on Saturday night.
Oh, me too. What a great speech.
I will tell you, being a huge fan and knowing every single person that he talked about when he was making a speech, I got emotional. I got some goosebumps. I'm getting goosebumps right now talking about it just because he is such a great guy and he's done such great things for our organization. So onto Mr. Cutler. I'm big on social media, and I just cannot fathom how people are so down on this signing knowing the situation that we were in, you know, over the
right.
weekend.
And that's why, like, in the first hour, Big E, I was wondering, are people really that down, or do I only see, like, the negative comments? Because the people who complain on Twitter and on Facebook, like, those are the ones who speak up, and the people who are happy tend to be a little quieter. Because I feel like most of the calls we've been getting tonight are, and hold on, just pause real quick, because Chang, you're telling me, we'll get back to Big E in a second, but there's breaking Dolphins jersey news.
Yes, sir. Brandon Dowdy tweeted out 30 minutes ago, rest in peace, number 6,
oh.
Hello, number 7.
Ah, so he's moving up. Okay, so Jay Cutler officially has acquired his number 6 from Brandon Dowdy. Big E, continue, sir.
No. So, you know, and with what you're saying, I feel like I've been defending this move. I feel like I've been defending Coach Gase. You know, I feel like I've been defending, you know, the choice of Cutler over Kaepernick or over Tony Romo, also known as Glass.
Right, which I don't even think was a choice because I don't think Tony Romo wants to play football again. So I think you can wipe that one off the table completely.
Right, but, you know, and the fact of the matter is, and here's what I've said probably 100 times, you know, Kaepernick, as good of a skills as he has, does not fit, does not match, you know, what the Miami Dolphins have been trying to do and what Coach Gase is trying to do. And secondly, you know, if you're working and, you know, say you're working at the radio station and you have a job opening, you're going to go with the person that you know, the person who's got the certain type of work ethic,
right,
the person that's got a certain type of attitude. You're going to go over that person versus the unknown, where Kaepernick was the unknown. So I'm excited. I'm one of the optimistic guys. I don't know if we've improved over Tannehill just because he was improving so much last year. And like you, I was really looking forward to, you know, to seeing him under the second year of Gase, and now we're not going to be able to do that. But, you know, Gase has proven in 1 year that he can make some great things happen. We have a strong defense, so I'm excited, man. I'm going to be there Thursday night for the preseason game. I know, Cutler's not playing, but and I'll be there. I'll be there for every game, every home game, my man.
Good for you, man. Well, maybe I'll see you out there on Thursday night because I'll be there covering it for the station.
All right, Dotto. Thanks, man.
Yeah, man, and again, don't expect to see Jay Cutler on Thursday night, but you do get to see Matt Moore. And I got a text earlier. What happens if Matt Moore lights up the Falcons on Thursday? Nothing. What happens in the first preseason game does not matter. Even the dress rehearsal game, it's going to be more. And I'm not saying that. Okay, here's one of the weird things, right? I'm not buying this just because of the contracts and the money being paid. But nobody at the facility today, from Gase, Moore, Cutler, nobody denied or nobody said that that Cutler is being flat out handed the starting job. It feels that way because he just signed for $10 million, an extra $3 million in incentives, and Matt Moore is making less than $4 million. So it certainly feels, and Jay Cutler wouldn't come out of retirement to hold a clipboard like Adam Gase said. So he's expecting to be the starter. But you've got to wonder if Cutler doesn't show up healthy and in condition, and if Moore is flat out outclassing him in every practice and every preseason game, it's going to turn some heads, man.
And Alex, a quick note, people that look at Jay Cutler's numbers of last season, I believe it was 21 touchdowns and 11 picks, right?
Well, that was in 2015. Last season, he only played, I think, around five games.
Yeah, but also he was without half of the year with Alshon Jeffrey.
Right.
And without their second leading guy in Zach Miller.
Right.
So Jay Cutler, when he played, he was throwing to Eddie Royal and Cam Meredith.
Royal with cheese. And now he's throwing to Devontae Parker, who was doing footwork drills with Calvin Johnson today. By the way, Megatron wearing Dolphins gear. Very good look for him. If you're pulling people out of retirement, how about Megatron? Yeah, I tweeted out a picture today. Calvin Johnson, who was Adam Gase's special guest at practice. Really, he knows Sean Jeffries, the wide receivers coach. They have a Detroit connection. But Calvin Johnson was a guest at Dolphins practice today. And he spent, I would say, a good 20, 30 minutes of one-on-one time with Devontae Parker after practice, talking football. I imagine they were talking football. I couldn't hear them. Maybe they were talking to him. Who knows? But they were doing footwork drills. Glorious to see the guy I expect to be my number one receiver working out with one of the number one receivers of all time.
Is Calvin Johnson a Hall of Famer?
I think so.
Then he was on the Davy Field today.
A Hall of Famer on the Davy Field wearing a T-shirt with a Dolphins logo. Put that man in a jersey.
He might be going in as a Dolphin.
I still think he can play football. Calvin Megatron. Oh, I still think he can play. Get that man a jersey, please. Oh, can you imagine? We're going to talk with Jeff Dickerson, ESPN 1000 in Chicago. He covered Jay Cutler for many years. Cutler was 8 years in a Chicago Bears uniform. We'll get the Bears side of the story next here on QAM. Jay Cutler out of retirement. Weird seeing him wear the Miami Dolphins polo today. Of course, he spent 8 years with the Chicago Bears. As we go out now to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, Toyota of Hollywood has moved two blocks south of their old location. Get there now. Jeff Dickerson, ESPN NFL Nation Chicago Bears reporter, host on ESPN National Radio, ESPN 1000 in Chicago, ABC 7. Plenty of things on this man's resume, including years of coverage on Jay Cutler. Jeff, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. Great to be with you.
Oh, great to have you, man. And first, you know, Jay Cutler nationally, very polarizing quarterback, very polarizing guy. And now that, you know, Bears fans have had, you know, a few months to let the dust settle on his Chicago career, how do you think Jay Cutler, his tenure in Chicago is going to be viewed and is viewed by Chicago Bears fans?
I would say most Bears fans were left a little unsatisfied because, you know, Cutler only took the Bears to the postseason one time in 2010. It wasn't all his fault, of course, but I got to tell you, when he got here in 2009, after the Bears pulled off that trade with the Broncos, there were people buying their Super Bowl tickets. I mean, they thought that Jay Cutler was the missing piece to a, you know, a team that was built on defense when Lovie Smith was the head coach. They had Brian Urlacher, Lance Briggs, Charles Tillman. They'd been to a Super Bowl with Rex Grossman as their quarterback and came up short against Indianapolis. So people were sky high when Jay first got here back in 2009. Didn't really work out the way they thought it would. You know, Jay had some very good moments, had some very bad moments, a lot of turnovers, a lot of injuries. But, you know, he's not an unpopular figure. I think that's a big misnomer that people think that, you know, Chicagoans or Bears fans hate Jay Cutler. I don't think that's the case. Actually, you'd be surprised how many of them are rooting for him to do well in Miami. I mean, I'm at practice today, and I see all these people wearing their Cutler jerseys. Now, that could be because the Bears have no one really of note to wear their jerseys.
We've had those problems down here a lot over the years as well. Oh, yeah. I know how that goes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, so, you know, they still, everywhere you look, it's Cutler, Brandon Marshall, Alshon Jeffrey, Mike Ditka, Urlacher. None of those guys play for the Bears, unfortunately, still. But, yeah, so it was a bit of a complicated relationship for most of his time here, but I don't think that he has gone out or went out as any sort of villain, as a lot of people thought he was going to, you know, being around him earlier in his career. There was definitely a little more of a, you know, kind of a dark side with Cutler, but he got better as the years went on, and I think he really matured a lot near the end.
And to build on what you're saying, I know that Cutler has this reputation from many fans and some in the media as not being a good locker room guy, not always being the best competitor and the best teammate. That was something that his new Dolphin teammate and former Bears teammate, Jermon Bushrod, talked about today, saying that that reputation is absolutely unfair. Do you feel it's unfair, and why do you think Cutler got that reputation in the first place?
Well, he earned that reputation early in his career. I love Jermon Bushrod. He was a great guy to cover. You know, Jermon got here, I think, 2013. So he saw the tail end of Jay's time in Chicago. And I'm telling you, the end was way better than the beginning. And a lot of that, I have to say, I think a lot of that is Adam Gase's doing. I think Gase really empowered Cutler and forced him to be a leader and have more ownership over the offense. And I'm telling you, Gase just got to Cutler. They clicked. And that was really a fun thing to watch for that one short season. But, no, Cutler did a lot of good things near the end. You know, he was better with the guys. He had a lot more friends. He was way more, you know, out there with groups of players. He always would have, like, a guy or two that he was buddies with, but usually those friends would change every single year. But, yeah, and so, you know, look, I think I'm not saying this to criticize Cutler because I covered him the whole way. I think Jay would admit that he did not do certain things the right way when he was a younger guy. But I think as he got older and he learned, he got a lot better. The unfortunate thing is, as Jay figured it out, his body started to break down. I wish that 25-year-old, 26-year-old Jay Cutler had the perspective that he has now. I think he would have had a much more successful NFL career. But I think Bushrod's right. I think a lot of people nowadays that have played with him recently speak very highly of Cutler, like Zach Miller of the Bears. Kyle Long was one of his buddies, who's a three-time Pro Bowler here in Chicago. So, yeah, he earned it. But as he got older, he got much better, and people liked him a lot more.
So with Cutler now being 34 years old and ending his brief retirement, what would you say to Miami Dolphin fans, especially considering he's got that connection with Gase and he's coming into a familiar system? What would you say to Dolphin fans would be the ceiling for what Cutler can accomplish this year?
Yeah, I mean, I laugh a little bit when I've seen a lot of national people say, well, if Jay lights it up this year, Tannehill's in big trouble in 2018. Hold on a second. Okay, what's your definition of light it up? Because, you know, they did work very well together in 2015, but I mean, Jay only had a quarterback rating of 92.3, I think he had like 21 touchdowns. What Gase did is he got the turnovers way down.
Right.
Because Adam Gase, and this is, I mean, to me, you want to talk about the biggest loss we've had here in Chicago since this whole John Fox, you know, disaster started. It's Adam Gase going after one season. Because Gase, unlike the other coordinators in Jay's life, understood his limitations. Everyone else was so wowed by Jay's arm and his athleticism, which, believe me, is very impressive. But there are a lot of limitations to what Jay can do as a player. Gase got that, and he cut the field in half, and he made it so much better for Cutler. So, you know, what's the ceiling? I mean, I don't know if the Dolphins make the playoffs with Jay. I don't think so. But I think if he could play all 16 games with the talent around him and with Gase, I think he can do a very respectable job. I think respectable job. But I wouldn't go as far as to say that, you know, Tannehill's out because Jay's going to take over that job long term. I don't know about that. I watched him every year of his career, and I don't get that sense that he's at that point of his career anymore.
We're talking with ESPN NFL Nation Chicago Bears reporter Jeff Dickerson, who joins us here on WQAM. And Jeff, on the flip side of that, what might the floor be, right? Because you talked about Jay's body breaking down later on in his career. How worried should Dolphin fans be about that? They already have an injured quarterback.
Well, that I think is the biggest fear. I think what you know, my fear would be that, you know, he gets hurt week two, and then you got to say, hey, Matt Moore, you know, we totally screwed you over here by bringing in Cutler, but Matt, come on out and save our season. I think Jay will play okay. I don't mean, again, I don't think it's going to be, you know, elite level or anything, but I have so much faith in Gase, and I think Cutler still can he can spin it still. He's got a good arm. You'll see that in practice. When he starts practicing, he can throw the ball still. He's a great athlete. I think Jay might be like the best all-around athlete I ever covered. I mean, he could have been a pro baseball player. He was dunking left and right in basketball in high school. He really was an amazing three-sport star before he went to Vanderbilt. But yeah, I mean, I think the worry is that Jay's body breaks down. He hasn't played a full 16-game schedule since 2009. He has had taken so many big hits here in Chicago, so many different injuries, concussions. So that's my fear. But if he stays healthy, I think Gase is good enough where he'll get him to a certain level, and it'll be, if nothing else, it'll be enjoyable. You know what I mean? It'll be competitive, and then you see what happens. What would surprise me, I would be very surprised if Jay causes problems down there. I don't think you're going to see that. I don't think you see that because I think he respects Gase too much. I don't think you'll see him, you know, get up and not talk to a coach on the sidelines or shove an offensive lineman or all the other crazy things he used to do, tell Mike Martz to go bleep himself on national TV. Like, that's not going to happen. I really can't say it again. I think he respects Gase, and when he respects you, you will hold his attention, and I think that's what's going to happen as long as he's healthy in Miami.
You know, there's a couple guys in the locker room that he does already know, but most of these guys he's going to really have to meet and make a first impression upon. And you mentioned how much he's changed later in his career, but does he strike you as being somebody that is easy to get along with very quickly, or is he going to be more of an acquired taste for his teammates?
Well, you know, he's not the most outgoing. I think it'll take a little time, you know, but listen, here's one thing about Jay that I will say. You know, Jay did a lot of good things that no one ever talked about. You know, Jay was very generous with, like, support staff people as far as bonuses and stuff. He knows what he's doing. He's a professional now. He's late in his career. He has a better understanding of how to treat people. Is he going to be the most popular guy? Probably not, but you know, one thing I'll say about Jay, this is, I've always respected him. He's always been him. He's never tried to be anybody else. He's never tried to be who you want him to be. He's just him. So love it or hate it, he is who he is. But I do think that he's way more receptive now to being that guy in the locker room that gets to know people, that, you know, can joke around, be friendly. So, yeah, I mean, it'll take a little time, but I don't think that, again, if he causes problems in that locker room with that head coach, that would really surprise me.
And last thing here is, we're talking with Jeff Dickerson. Follow him on Twitter at DickersonESPN. Covers the Chicago Bears for ESPN and ESPN 1000 in Chicago. Covered Jay Cutler for many years. If you can give me a tip on covering the guy, because obviously watched him play for many years going back to Vanderbilt, but I've never seen him in person in an interview setting today. And it seems like he is a guy that can probably be taken out of context pretty easily because he is so laid back, and it kind of struck me that he seems to have a dry sense of humor, because a couple of comments he made today, I think if just seen in print and taken out of context, can be taken the wrong way.
I don't have to be in shape, I'm a quarterback comment. I mean,
yes,
that's typical Cutler. He was joking around. Yes, very dry, quick sense of humor. I would just say, if you're going to have Jay on your show, don't ask him dumb questions, because that will not end well.
Okay.
Ask him good questions. And when he is available, he's very good. TJ doesn't talk much outside of when he has to talk, one time a week after games. You know, there haven't been too many sit downs with Jay Cutler over the years for him to open up about him and his life. He's a very, very private person. He's got a very small group of private friends, you know, social friends. He takes care of those people. They swear by him. They're loyal to him. Yeah. Don't fall for the silly clickbait headlines. You know, he has a very dry sense of humor. But look, I think that he's pretty polished now at the podium, and I do think that his weekly press conferences with the Dolphins reporters will be stuff you don't want to miss. I think at the end, his weekly stuff was the best that we had.
Nice.
Now compare that to his early years where it was like, oh my God, it was the worst 10 minutes of your life every week talking to him. He's changed remarkably on that front, believe me.
Well, I love to hear that, and I can't appreciate your time enough. I can't tell you how much I appreciate it. Jeff Dickerson, follow him on Twitter at DickersonESPN. He's ESPN NFL Nation Chicago Bears reporter. Best of luck to you guys. I'm sure it's going to be a fun season for you to cover, and hopefully Jay Cutler provides some of that for us now.
Certainly. Have a great rest of your day, and enjoy Cutler. Please do.
Thanks, Jeff. Jeff Dickerson, man. Great to get that Chicago perspective. And I needed to hear that about the dry sense of humor, because I guarantee you it's going to take at least a few weeks, if not months, for the Dolphin fan to get Jay a little bit. And I don't get him yet, right? It's why I'm bringing this up today. The presser today was the first time I've ever been in a room with Jay Cutler, hearing him address the media. I'm aware of his reputation, but anything beyond that, I was experiencing that for the first time today. And I predict that for the next several weeks, you're going to see some little dry comments like, oh, I don't have to be in shape, I'm a quarterback. You're going to see a lot of that stuff turn into clickbait headlines and fans going crazy. And then after a few weeks, you're going to figure Jay out a little bit and we'll be back to normal.
Alex, I can picture an in-game scenario, 3rd-and-7, crucial possession in the game. Cutler throws to, let's say, you know, a Jarvis Landry, mm-hmm. but Devontae Parker was open. A reporter's going to ask him, well, Parker was open, why didn't you throw to him or whatnot? And he's going to be like, because I didn't throw it to him.
Yes, you're going to get stuff like that. And it's going to piss some fans off. But eventually you're going to figure out his sense of humor and his way of addressing the media. And we'll just move on from there. But it's going to take a little bit. That was my impression today. My first impression on Jay Cutler was so laid back, so calm, so dry, that when you just see 140 character tweets of quotes from him, a lot of fans will take it the wrong way. The Alex Dono Show continues here on Miami Sports Radio 560 WQAM.
Miami Sports Radio 560.
Thanks again to Jeff Dickerson from ESPN 1000 in Chicago for joining us. He covered Jay Cutler for his entire Bears career, 8 years in Chicago. You know what I really found interesting? A number of things in that conversation, but when Dickerson was talking about how Gase was able to maximize Cutler 2015, the 1 year that they worked together in Chicago, the words he used to describe it, that Adam Gase empowered Jay to be more of a leader, that's exactly what we were saying last year about Gase and Ryan Tannehill. It's amazing how history repeats itself. That's Gase's formula. Like Gase's formula, he's like Tony Robbins with the motivational stuff. Gase's formula for improving quarterbacks is I need to empower these guys to make their own decisions and be a leader. I think that was especially important for Tannehill. I mean, by the time Gase got to Jay Cutler, he was, you know, near a decade into his career at that point. But when Gase got to Ryan Tannehill heading into year five, and he had been shackled by Joe Philbin and bad offensive coordinators like Mike Sherman and Bill Lazor, for his early Dolphins tenure, I think it was very important for Gase to empower him. But yeah, the formula sounds exactly the same, that what Gase was able to do to really get to and work with Jay Cutler sounded a lot like the same things he did with Ryan Tannehill a year later. And the frustrating thing about this with Tannehill was what Gase was doing with him was working, seemed to be working. And then week 14, sprain your knee. Training camp, hyperextend, sprain the knee again. And now Tannehill likely, because it's not 100% for sure yet, but I expect him to get season-ending knee surgery. What if he doesn't, though? Yeah, I had said earlier that if anything, signing Jay Cutler may put more pressure on Tannehill to try and rehab again and come back and play this season. You know, Jeff Dickerson shot that down a little bit. He doesn't really foresee a scenario where Jay Cutler lights it up to the point where
Tannehill becomes completely replaceable, right? Like in Dickerson's mind, Jay could be a very good one-year fill-in, can do some good things with Adam Gase again, but at 34 years old, he's not going to light it up. And what would lighting it up be? 30 touchdowns, 9 interceptions, 11 wins? Like, what would lighting it up be? But to Dickerson, he's not going to light it up to the point where the Dolphins really start to think, yeah, maybe we don't need this Tannehill guy anymore. I think Tannehill could be in jeopardy, not so much because of Jay Cutler, but because of Ryan Tannehill, right? That he's set to make all that money. He's on the hook this year, obviously, but for next year, $17.5 million. If you're worried about his health and his long-term future and all the time he spent away from football, then you do at least give a thought to moving on from the Tannehill era. Doesn't necessarily have to be because Jay Cutler is lighting it up and you think he's the future, but what if Tannehill's injury becomes the reason you finally decide, hey, maybe it's really time to think about drafting the quarterback of the future, because you haven't done that during Tannehill's career. It may be less about Jay Cutler and more about Ryan Tannehill and the concerns you have about his body. I like Cutler's sense of humor, a texter writes. He was good on the series The League on Netflix. Yeah, I referenced that earlier. I think he was in either one or two episodes. Yeah, the episode that I remember him from, and his wife, Kristen Cavallari, was in it as well. You know, you had baby Christopher, Chalupa Batman, was in the same daycare with Jay Cutler and Kristen Cavallari's baby, the baby Cutlet. And so Jenny, and I can't remember, Kevin and Jenny, I think were the couple, they were trying to steal Kristen Cavallari's breast milk because they wanted to feed it to their child to make him athletic like Jay Cutler. Didn't make a lot of sense, but it was hilarious. Let's talk to Charlie. You're on WQAM. What's up, Charlie?
What's going on, brother?
Not much, man. How
really
you doing?
Are we really worried about Cutler's press conferences? Didn't we live through Saban?
We barely survived, but yeah, we did live through it.
That guy was the biggest ass clown around.
Yes, and still is to this day.
He attacked you. But he wasn't man enough to be able to work with men. He's got to work with kids who can push him around.
You got to help me out here. Are you on, like, speakerphone or something? You sound like you're very far away from the receiver.
All right, I'll tell you what. Just wait 1 second. Take an earpiece off. Go right to the phone.
I got nowhere to be.
One, two.
Yeah?
Yes, much better now.
Better.
Much better.
Better, okay. Yeah, Saban was definitely an ass clown. But, you know, this guy, listen, if there's no doubt about it, Tannehill's getting the surgery. That's why they paid this guy $10 million.
Right.
Because I would have told Tannehill, all right, you're down, go get the surgery, because we're not going to go through this crap next year again.
Well, but the thing is, I think they tried to tell him last year, but it is his choice at the end of the day.
No,
so I'm wondering if he opts against it again.
But they blew smoke up our butts because they said the knee brace was a precautionary thing.
He should get a refund on that knee brace, by the way. Like, what is a knee brace? Like, a good knee brace, like $250, $300? Like, get your money back for that piece of junk.
All I can tell you is that it was a necessity. It was not something that was precautionary.
Yeah.
They knew he's running on three ligaments, but let's give him a chance because we got nobody else. And obviously they don't have enough confidence in Moore, but I'm telling you right now, I wouldn't be surprised if Moore fought like hell for his spot and just wasn't going to relinquish it without a struggle.
He will, no question.
He's a real pro and he's a proud guy.
Yeah.
And as far as Cutler's wife, of course he would have to go to her first and get her okay. He's the one who retired. He's spending more time with her and the kids now, and all of a sudden he's going right back to play football.
Right, and they also, maybe they're not going to uproot the kids or anything, but he's also got to move. So, yeah, it is a big decision to make.
Well, it's a decision you make with your spouse if
right.
you care anything about it at all. So
right.
I understand exactly what he said. And my wife would probably want to kill me.
Me too.
Until she heard the $10 million number, and then she pushed me out the door to go get the money.
Yes.
But, hey, I'm looking forward to it. You know, it is what it is. It's injuries in football, and I'm still excited about the season, and I'm not gonna give up on this team for this kind of crap. And everybody stop being so damn negative. Just enjoy the ride.
I appreciate the call, Charlie. Thank you.
All right, buddy. See you, man.
And man, how about this? Texter writes in, good knee brace, $1,200. Like, for what? What did you spend that money on? He stopped running, the knee kept going. What is the brace for exactly? Tannehill tries to stop on a dime, and the kneecap just keeps going down the sideline. Like, what was that knee brace doing for him? He might as well have just been wearing nothing. He might as well have been naked out there. That knee brace did nothing for him.
Here's my question. Did anybody tell him before he decided not to have surgery that even if you have this specialized specific knee brace, that might not help a lot?
Yes, I'm sure, but...
So why still take that chance, man?
Because he thought he was going to be one of the fortunate ones that doesn't have a problem, because I'm sure there's a percentage of people who have the sprained ACL, the sprained MCL.
Now, play in the NFL, we're not talking NBA. We're talking NFL. Like, these guys that come back and play, Alex, Adrian Peterson, Jordy Nelson, Tom Brady, these guys have had the surgeries, and look at them now. They're still up and running.
Right, but they all had worse injuries than Tannehill. Like, for Tannehill... The sprain, the slight tears, doctors told him it's not going to heal itself completely, but you get this scar tissue that's going to plug up the partial tear and you might be good to go. And that was all he needed to hear. If I might be good to go, I'm going to do the best rehab possible. I'm a quick healer, which is true for him. My body is made of like Stretch Armstrong material. I can bounce back from anything. He wasn't so lucky with that. Let's talk to Pedro. You're on QAM. What's up, Pedro?
Hey, how you doing, Dono? How's it going?
Good, man. How about you?
I'm doing good, man. I had to sit back for a second because, you know, once the whole entire signing of Jay Cutler happened, you know, I'm a hardcore Dolphin fan, but I'm a realist.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of sat there, Dono, and I'm like, you know what? Let me think about this. Okay, we re-in Jay Cutler. He's going to be like kind of like a plug and play as far as the system and him being comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
But then I started thinking a little further because social media, I mean, I don't know why people are dumping on, like, the Dolphins so badly. I mean, it's...
Because it's fun. I mean, it's the Dolphins. That's what people do.
And I'm going to be honest with you. Some of them, I laughed myself. And I was like, you know what? I just can't help but laugh.
You know, Pedro, the best one that I saw yesterday, I retweeted this at some point yesterday. But I tweet a lot, so you'd have to probably dig pretty deep to find it. But somebody tweeted out this, like, mock-up. People are so good on Photoshop. I'll never understand it. But... a Miami Dolphins logo where instead of the dolphin, it's Jay Cutler's bare ass, like on the logo. I laughed so hard. I retweeted it, but it may take people a few minutes to find it because you got to scroll way down on my account.
And you know what the amazing part, too, is I even saw on, like, in social media, which I was sitting there and I saw one story, it was ESPN came out, said, it was such a horrible decision. Again, you don't know the exact writer. It just says ESPN. And then literally 2 minutes before that, the NFL Network, because I follow both, came out saying this could be like the best thing that's ever happened to the Dolphins.
So I'm
sitting there and I'm like, it's so contradictory. And I sat there and I'm like, look, we went 1-4 with Gase in the beginning. Everybody said, fire Gase. Tannehill, cut him. He's garbage and this and that. He's going to find a way to make it work. And the only positive I honestly do see with Cutler is the fact that he's going to know the offense, but he does have a big arm. And I'll be honest, with this running game, if that running game gets going, nothing against Tannehill. I mean, his deep ball is like a straight laser. If Jay Cutler is able to connect with Kenny Stills and Vontae, I mean, we're talking like, you know who it kind of remind me of? Which I think Jay Cutler is a little bit better than him.
Mm-hmm.
But the Ravens quarterback, I'm not saying the Dolphins are going to the Super Bowl because, you know, Ravens had one of the best defenses. But it was the quarterback from the Ravens that went to he won the Super Bowl. I'm blanking right now. But the only thing he was good at was throwing deep balls. He couldn't throw anything else.
Were you talking about Dilfer?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I wouldn't want to compare any quarterback to Trent Dilfer.
No, I don't want to take it that far either. But I'm just saying, like, the manageability as far as Jay Cutler, I mean, I truly believe Adam Gase is going to be smart about it. I mean, my belief's in him because I don't know the last time I've seen, you know, as far as a Dolphin coach come in and, like, you know, be able to, like, just be honest with the players and just be forward and, you know, like, with the defense and the offense. And honestly, when Tannehill was on his roll, I was like, we haven't seen this. Like, this is something, obviously, that it has to do with coaching. That's what I feel. But you have a good one, Don. All right.
I appreciate it, man. And you know, a lot of the stuff that he outlined there is why Jay Cutler is here. The familiarity he has with Gase, already knowing the system, having run that offense with success a couple of years ago. Texter writes in, "You do your job well. I appreciate it. I know this because your job is to ease anxiety about Gase, and you did that by totally avoiding asking your guest to explain why the Dolphins won't make the playoffs. And that guy was dead calm, serious, and you hauled ass from that one. Well, I don't know.
Point.
Well, listen, I don't know.
But
if
it's also
I,
your first time with the guy as well, so you don't want to crucify
it's
him.
It's
like
not
that
only
either.
That. And okay, I'm not going to say I'm a perfect interviewer. That might have been a mistake on my part. But I wasn't talking to a Dolphins guy. If it was a guy who covers this team day in and day out, I would have pressed him more on that. But I think the big and maybe that was a bad job on my part. Not going to say I'm perfect. Far from it. That might have been a bad job on my part. But when you have somebody on who brings a particular set of skills, like a specific expertise to talk Jay Cutler, I had a dozen Jay Cutler questions I wanted to ask him, not a dozen Dolphin questions. Now, you could say maybe the two tie to each other, but I thought with him saying he doesn't see the Dolphins as a playoff team, even with Cutler, that to me was the end of his commentary from the Cutler side of it. I didn't need him to sit on my therapist couch and discuss all the problems he sees with the Dolphins because he's not a Dolphin guy. I brought him on as a Bears guy. So I am open, and Chang is already criticizing me for that. You must have had the same problem. I don't need to have a Chicago guy on to tell me all the things wrong with the Miami Dolphins. I had the Chicago guy on to tell me about Jay Cutler. That was the purpose of the interview.
You could have asked Jeff, with Jay Cutler at the helm as the Miami Dolphins quarterback, will the Dolphins make the playoffs? I'm pretty sure he knows that.
Well, yeah, but he'd already said no. But he had already said no. So I didn't press him on that because I was talking other things, Cutler.
We need a break.
That bad, huh? Let's just get the hell away from that and go to break. Thought I explained myself pretty well there. I thought I did. Really thought I did. Bring it on. Come at me. The Alex Dono Show continues. 8 o'clock hour coming up here on WQAM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.